In this week's parasha, Parashas Vayakel, Pekudei, says in Parashas Vayakel, Sheishis Yomim Ta'asem Melocha, on 6 days work shall be done, Uvayoyim Ashvi, but on the 7th day, Yilachem Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos in Lashem, it shall be a day, shall be holy for you, a day of complete rest for Hashem. You must. Whoever does work on it shall be put to death. The pasuk says the 7th day shall be holy for us. For you, for us, for Klal Yisrael. The pasuk continues and says that it should be a day of Shabbos, Shabbos, Lashem. We're switching up between us and Hashem. So what is the meaning of Shabbos, Shabbos? Shabbos, Shabbos, a double lashon. What does it mean? It says in Aderes Eliyahu, the Kedusha of Shabbos, which goes beyond the actual day of Shabbos, is split into two parts. Shabbos is not just Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday receive Kedusha from the upcoming Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday receive Kedusha from the previous Shabbos. Shabbos gives Kedusha to the entire week. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is for the upcoming Shabbos. And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is from the previous Shabbos. It goes further. The Kedusha of each Shabbos is found in 2 weeks, half of the week before and half of the week of after. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Ches says, if only Klal Yisrael would heed two Shabbosos kehalacha, they would be redeemed immediately. The Zera Beach explains that when it says two Shabbosos, it means a Shabbos which gives off Kedusha to 2 weeks. Which 2 weeks? The half a week before and half a week after. When the Torah says Shomar v'Zachar, Zachar is a lashon of remembering, refers to the past. The half a week before Shabbos. Shomar is a lashon of future, represents the half a week after Shabbos. A ganze Woche Shabbos, we have the whole week Shabbos. So there's Eliyahu is saying that when it says we have to heed two Shabbos, it means one Shabbos according to the Zohar Berach. One Shabbos, kehalacha. One Shabbos, because one Shabbos has 2 weeks in it, the week before and the week after. Vishamu v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. Chazal say that ha-Shabbos, Vishamu v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos, is a remez to the Beis HaMikdash. Avram Avinu called the Makam HaMikdash Har. Yitzchak Avinu called the Beis Makam HaMikdash Sode. And Yaakov Avinu called it Bayis. We have Har, Sode, and Bayis. And Dovid HaMelech called it Tfilah. The Rosh HaTevis of Hashab, of these words, of Har, Sode, Bayis, and Tefillah, is Hashabbos. The rebuilding of the third base of Midrash is dependent on our heating Shabbos properly. In the schus of Klal Yisrael heating Hashabbos, the rebuilding of the third base of Midrash will be Zoicha to the third base of Midrash, which is Merubis in the word Hashabbos. The Beis HaMikdash will not be destroyed like the first two were. Rather, this one will last L'day Reisam, forever. Shtickle from Aderes Eliyahu, the Ben Ish Chai. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh, V'yisevaru eish b'chol moshvoseichem b'yoyim HaShabbos. You shall not kindle fire in any of your dwellings on the Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos, when the day of Shabbos Kodesh becomes Kodesh, a proclamation is sent forth that all of the fires of Gehenim should cease. The Holy King comes, and the day is infused with Kedusha, and he protects all, even the wicked. Immediately, the fire ceases, and there is Menucha for the wicked. However, the fires of Gehenim do not cease, do not stop, for those who never heeded Shabbos. All of the Rishonim in Gehenim ask why the fire did not cease for a portion of the Rishonim. They look around and say, hey, look, for most of us, it stopped, but there's a portion of Rishonim that the fires are still going even on Shabbos. The judges respond that those who rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and transgressed the entire Torah, they did not heed Shabbos, their fires do not cease even on Shabbos. Being that they never rested in the world below, there will be no rest for them on the fire from the fires in the next world. A malach brings the guf of these wicked people into Gehenna in front of the other wicked people who see that the guf is full of worms. They all gather around this guf and state, this is that Rasha who is not worried about the covet of the Borei Olam, of the Creator. He rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah. Woe to him! It would have been better he had never been born and not come to this embarrassment. We have to be careful with Shabbos. It says in the Chofetz Chaim, the reason that Shabbos observance is fundamental, it is because it bears testimony that Hashem is creator of the world. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud Amud Beis says, Hashem told Moshe that he has a gift for Klal Yisrael in his treasury, and that gift is Shabbos. Shabbos is the gift which Hashem, the allegorical groom, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kain the Chosen, gave to his bride, who is the Kala, Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Chosen, gave the Kala a gift, the Torah Kedesha. If the bride returns the gift to the groom, the Kala takes this gift that she receives and returns it to the Chosen, the message is clear that the bride does not want the Shidduch. One who Chas V'Shalom desecrates Shabbos, his Machal Shabbos, is in effect telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he does not want the Shidduch. He does not want the connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. Therefore, Dr. Chofetz Chaim, Shabbos, Shmir, Shabbos is equivalent to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. It says in the Torah Samincha, quotes a Gemara in Be'a, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an extra neshama on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos as an example of Olam Haba. Shabbos is 1/60th of Gan Eden. Therefore, one must have Oynik Shabbos as a Zecher of Olam Haba. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, one who has the proper Oynik Shabbos will receive his portion without Gevulim, without boundaries. One should eat good food, look covered Shabbos. One should welcome Shabbos with great joy. Why is Shabbos called Kala Malkasa, the bride, the queen? Kala, from the Lashon of the Pasuk, Vayachal Elikim Bayayim HaShvi, Kala, from the Lashon of completing Kala, completing the creation of the world. Vayachal, Baruch Hashem created, completed the creation. Malkasa, from the Lashon of Malchuscho, Malchus Kol Elamim. Your HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom is a kingdom spanning all eternities. On Shabbos, the guf rests in Olam Hazeh, and the nefesh rests in Olam Haba. We say in Shabbos and davening, Yismuchu b'malchutzcha, Shomrei Shabbos v'kari einig. They shall rejoice in your kingship, those who observe Shabbos and call it a delight, an einig. Shomrei Shabbos is before v'kari einig. Shomrei Shabbos v'kari einig. For the reward for those who heed Shabbos is greater than for delighting in Shabbos. Observing Shabbos is the ikkar, you should know. Don't get confused. The Oynik Shabbos is beautiful, but Shomrei Shabbos comes first. Observing Shabbos is the ikkar, the delighting in the Shabbos, which shows cover to Shabbos. So you're supposed to have Oynik Shabbos, but Shomrei Shabbos is even more important. Tiferes Yonason says, it does not say Mois Yumas, as it says in other places regarding Chil Shabbos, because there are two deaths for Chil Shabbos, this world and the next world. And that's why it usually says Mois Yumas. Here the Pasuk is speaking about one who does the Melacha of building the Mishkan. While indeed it is forbidden, it's Haka Aser, because the person is doing it L'Shem Shemayim, he does not receive death in Olam Haba for his actions. So Achidish, Well, normally it's Mois Yumas. He dies in this world and the next world. When it comes to Shabbos, Chil Shabbos, two deaths, this world and the next world. If someone is doing L'shem Shemayim and he's building the Mishkan, he's not allowed to. So he's Mechayev, he's Chayev Misa, but an Elam HaBo, he's not going to get Misa for that. The Pnei David says, V'ayoyim HaShvi Yelachem Koide Shabbos, Shabbos in L'shem. There's a double lotion of resting. One must rest from actual work, as well as from speaking words of weekday matters. Yet only one who actually works is put to death. So Pnei Dovid is explaining that they're both aser. It's aser to work physically with your hands, to do a maisa. It's also aser to speak dvarim of weekday matters. He says, but you're only going to get killed, chayiv misa is only for someone who does actual work. It says in the Marish Daif, These are the words that Hashem commanded to do them. The Gemara Mesachim says, by quoting a pasuk in the Devarim, Zachar Hashem Shabbos Lekachoy. We darshan from this pasuk that one must remember the Shabbos with words. Zachar Hashem Shabbos Lekachoy, with words. This is the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. One must see Mekadesh Shabbos with words. What words? Words of Torah and Tefillah. As it says in the Amor Nerechayim, Reish Tzadi, that those who are busy with working during the week have the great opportunity on Shabbos Kodesh to learn Torah without any distractions. It says in the Nachal Kedumim, it should be Kodesh for you. V'yem Yashvi Lachem Kodesh Shabbos. Even that which is for you, like his eating and clothing, must be specifically the covered Shabbos. It says in the Malbim, in the Melachim, Vayonach Shleimah is called Kelim Yerev Me'oi, Leinach Kami Shekel and Choshes. Shleimah left all of the vessels not weighed, because there were so many, the weight of the copper was not calculated. It says in the Reyamim, Vayonach Shleimah Kol HaKelim Me'oilan. Shleimah made all of these Kelim. Shlomo HaMelech made more kelim than he needed. He placed those extras away in the storehouse of the Beis HaMikdash so that it would be prepared for use in the future. It says in the Eitz Hadas Toiv in Parshas Kisisa, you shall observe the Shabbos, for it is holy to you. Shmartim es HaShabbos ki kodesh ulechem michalah mois yumos. It's desecrated, so you put to death. Kol ha'osem melacha b'yom HaShabbos, whoever does work on the Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, Mois Yumas shall be put to death. When the pasuk says Mechal Leho Mois Yumas, it refers to one who is Mechal Shabbos at night. Vayoyim HaShabbos Mois Yumas refers specifically to Shabbos day. Tremendous chiddush. Gotta listen carefully here. Again. At night it's Mechal Leho Mois Yumas. By day, it's Beyoyim HaShabbos Mois Yumas. Why? It is only at night that one can be Mechal Shabbos, for the Kedusha is not so great yet. Shabbos comes in, and a person makes Kiddush, he's Mekadosh to Shabbos, but there's still a potential of Chil Shabbos. You can desecrate it. However, by Shabbos day, the Kedusha is so great that one does not have the power to be Mechal Shabbos. One who sins Shabbos by day shall be killed. So he's still Mechal Misa, Mechal Aleha. I'm sorry, B'yem HaShabbos Mois Yumas, he still dies, but it doesn't say Mechal Aleha. He cannot be Mechal Shabbos. The Chassan Sofer, in the Shailas and Chuvas, he uses this shtick of Eitz Hadas Toiv to answer a question. He says like this, Me'oilam T'mahasi, I always wondered, Masha Amru, that they say, Hatam the Kiddush the Yoyim, Keshekvar Kiddush Belaila, Nikar Kiddush Rabba. Why is it that the Kiddush by day, we already had Kiddush by night, by Friday night, Shabbos night, first night, we have, you say Kiddush, you make Kaddish the Shabbos, and then we make Kiddush in the morning again. He says, why is the Kiddush by day called Kiddush Rabba? A great Kiddush. And it doesn't mean necessarily because there's a lot of cholent and herring and kugel, but it's called Kiddush Rabba. So why is it called Kiddush Rabba, even if you're only serving cake? The reason given is that the words Kiddush Rabba is a Lashon Sagi Nohar, a fine language. meaning that it's not really a great Kiddush, but a very low level of Kiddush. This is what the Chassan Sefer says, the Olam says, the world says this. But he says that this doesn't seem correct to him. You call something by a name which is the opposite of what it really is, doesn't like that. Zok Tachsan Sefer. The Zohar says that the Kiddush of Shabbos day is greater than at night. Like we explained from the Eitzah Das Toiv, it's much greater. By day you can't be Mechalel. We call the Kiddush by day Kiddush Rabbah because the Kiddush of Shabbos day is great. We're not, say, talking about the Kiddush that you're making, but for a character, we're referring to the actual day of Shabbos, with the Kiddusha is great. Why does the Pasuk say Shabbos Shabbosin? There are two levels of Kiddusha on Shabbos. The Kiddusha at night and the Kiddusha of day. Uvayayim ha-shvi'i elokam kodesh. Shabbos must be kodesh to us. We must have the feeling and desire to have Kiddusha Shabbos. We have the opportunity to infuse Shabbos with the Kedusha at night. Shabbos, Shabbos and Lashem. Once Shabbos day comes, the Kedusha is one of Shabbos, Shabbos and Lashem, and we can no longer infuse Shabbos with the Kedusha. We must prepare for Shabbos and work on our words and actions so that we can in fact infuse Shabbos with the more Kedusha. Perhaps that's the pshat. Again, Sheishes Yomim Tasim Elochot. 6 days you should work. Uvayayim ha-shvi yilochem kodesh. That's at night. For you, at night, you can create more Kedusha. You should make more Kedusha. You should infuse Shabbos with Kedusha. Kiddush, learning Torah, Asudas, Miris, L'shem Shemayim. You should know Shabbos, Shabbosa, in the day Shabbos already. There's two double level L'shem. That's already L'shem. You no longer have Chal Shabbos. Of course, you still have to be Shemesh Shabbos and Einik Shabbos, but you should revel in the greatness of the Kedusha of Shabbos, but you no longer have the opportunity to infuse more Kedusha into Shabbos. Parashas Pekudei, Eila Pekudei, Mishkan, Mishkan, Eidus, Shapokar, Pi Moshe. These are the reckonings of the Mishkan of Eidus, of testimony, which were reckoned at Moshe's Api, his mouth, his bidding. The previous parashiyos described at length all of the different parts of the Mishkan and all of its kelim, along with what was necessary for the avodah in the Mishkan, such as the Big Day Kahuna. The Torah recounts all of it again in this parasha. Why does the Torah need to repeat it? First question. Secondly, why does the pasuk say these are the reckonings which were reckoned by Moshe? Eila pekudei ashapoka. It's a double lashon here. Why do I have to keep on saying this lashon of reckoning? Why does the Torah need to tell us that it is a reckoning, as the Torah is obviously giving another reckoning of the Mishkan with all its parts? You have to let me know. By the way, I'm going to go through a whole list again. We realize that we're going through a whole list again. Why do I have to say it again, that it's a reckoning? Rashi says, HaMishkan Mishkan, Eila Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan Ha'edis, double lashon, HaMishkan Mishkan. He says it's a remes of the Beis Hamikdash, which was taken as a mashkun, collateral, by being destroyed twice because of the averis of Klal Yisrael. It says in the Bas Oyin. It says in the Medrash, Oisiyas Rabbi Kiva, that the main purpose for the creation of this world is Yira, fear, which is called Rashis. One can only reach the true level of Yira if it is that which permeates every part of his body. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael so that they would have much Torah and mitzvahs to infuse into each and every limb, which will bring the entire person to this exalted Madrega of Yira. This lofty Madrega of Yira is called Lishma, the same letters as Limosha. Lishma has the same letters as Limosha, for he was a profound honor of and attained his Madrega of Yira. There are two additional levels of Yira. One who fears punishment, and one who follows the Ratzon Hashem in order to receive reward in Olam Haba. The destruction of the two Bate Mikdashes are a remnant of these two lower levels of Yira. They are authentic levels of Yira, yet we need to strive to be on the level of Lishma, which will come with the coming of Mashiach. said that the Pharisee Anderson, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs miracles for us continuously. However, the Shekhinah is not present when these miracles occur, and therefore the miracles are hidden. They are not seen as nisim miracles, rather as part of nature. The Gemara in Tainis and Daf Ches says that bracha is not found in that which is counted or measured. The reason for this is because if it were counted or measured, and then bracha is found there, that would mean that the miracle of the bracha was recognized and felt. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a reckoning of everything in the Mishkan, and nonetheless bracha was found. This was proof that the Shekhinah returned to Klal Yisrael. The only way for bracha to be found in that which is counted is if the Shekhinah rests there. It says in the Medrash in Shemois Rabbah, Re'ei Shehoisim in HaMishkan. He, Moshe Rabbeinu, saw that there was leftover materials in the building of the Mishkan. Moshe told the Rabbeinu Shalom that the Mishkan was complete and that there was extra material. He questioned what should be done with the extra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Moshe that he should build a Mishkan La'edis. Moshe did as he was commanded. Rashi says it was called the Mishkan Ha'edis. Eda Pkude HaMishkan Mishkan Ha'edis. It was called the Mishkan Ha'edis because it bore witness for Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned away from the chet of the eagle that they made. Via the Mishkan, Hashem rested the Shekhinah amongst Klal Yisrael, despite the eagle. It says in Rabbeinu Bachya, the double lashon of HaMishkan, Mishkan, represents the two Mishkans, the one in Shemayim, and the one down here. The Pirush Marzav says, the Mishkan Le'edis was a Mishkan which was constructed by Moshe Rabbeinu outside the Machaneh, which was used for the study of Torah. The Medrash calls it a Mishkan because it was built similar in size to the Mishkan which housed Luchos. It says in the Chasam Sefer, Vayaviu es HaMishkan al Moshe es Ha'oil ves Kol Kelev. They brought the Mishkan to Moshe, the tent and all of its kelim. Why did the Torah say El Moshe in the middle of stating they brought the Mishkan, the tent and all of its kelim? It says Vayaviu es HaMishkan. El Moshe es Ha'oil ves Kol Kelev. It should say, Vayaviu es HaMishkan es Ha'oil ves Kol Kelev. El Moshe. Why is El Moshe plunked right in the middle? The Mishkan that the Torah is referring to here is the private Mishkan which was commissioned by him, by Moshe Rabbeinu, to serve as a study hall for Torah Talmidei Chachamim. This was brought to Moshe personally, followed by the component of the Mishkan which housed the Aron and all of the Kelim. Two separate things. It had to be broken up. If you say Mishkan on Moshe, that's the Mishkan of Eidos. That's called Kelim. That was going into the Mishkan which housed the Kelim and everything else that we generally refer to as the Mishkan. State in the Malbim, Moshe's reckoning of the Mishkan must have been perfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who hates theft, would not have rested his Shekhinah there had it not been perfect. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, it is because each and every yid is precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that in accounting of everything to ensure that not even one half a shekel, one even machzis a shekel was left out. Ben Chaim Paltiel says, the reason the Mishkan was called as such was because the Shekhinah was Sheikhein, rested in it. That's the lashon of Mishkan, of Sheikhein, resting. It says that Tzer HaMor was called the Mishkan of Testimony, the Mishkan of Eidus, because it was the testimony for Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them for the Chet HaEgel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested the Shekhinah among them, even though they made a god of gold and had Klal Yisrael place gold in the place where he rested the Shekhinah. It says in the Mizrahi, why wasn't Klal Yisrael receiving the second Luchos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel? Why wasn't that testimony? We have the second, you say Mishkan was the testimony, was the proof. Well, they gave him a second Luchos. One could have said that Klal Yisrael did not attain a Kippurah, yet nonetheless they received the second Luchos because they already accepted upon themselves the yoke of the Torah and the Mitzvahs. Although they were not forgiven, had they not been given the second Luchos, it would have been as if Klal Yisrael had been pushed away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shekhinah resting in the Mishkan was testimony not just that they're not being pushed away, but that they were completely forgiven. It says in the Shemin HaTov, Moshe Rabbeinu made a reckoning of everything in the Mishkan. As he was making the reckoning, he continuously mentioned the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This caused it to be Kiddush on everything in the Mishkan, which made it worthy of the Shekhinah resting there. It says in the Alshech, the materials provided by Klal Yisrael for the Mishkan were the exact amount needed. There was not even a bit too much, nor was it lacking even the slightest bit. It says in Adaras Elio, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive Klal Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael then built the Mishkan. Perhaps some may have said that Klal Yisrael did not really attain a true kapara from Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos. Maybe it wasn't until they built the Mishkan for Hashem that they were forgiven, and the Shekhinah then rested in the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the amount that Klal Yisrael donated to the Mishkan to be precise amount needed. This was a nace, which demonstrated that even before the building of the Mishkan, Klal Yisrael had achieved a complete kapara and was zeichah to bracha heaped upon them. There's a Yo saying, Fakert, it was not the Mishkan, it was before the Mishkan already that they got it to complete kapara. That might have been Edus, but they already, that is Edus that they got it perhaps, but they already received it before, because by the fact that there was perfect amount, had to be a nace, and the Baruch Hashem did a nace, meant that he forgave Klal Yisrael. It says in Tehillim, Ma'ididus Mishkan Yisecha, Hashem Tzvokois Nichsefa, V'gam Kolso, Nafshi Lachatzeris, Hashem Libi, U'Besari Yiranu, El Kelchai. How beloved are your dwelling places, Hashem, Master of Legions, my soul yearns and indeed pines for the courtyards of Hashem. This Mizmar speaks about the endearment of having the Shekhinah rest amongst us. It is that which we have a great desire for. There are two places that can be found, a Mokim Kavua and one which is not Kavua. The Mokim Kavua of the Shekhinah was the Beis HaMikdash. The Mokim that was not Kavua was and is the Batei Knesiyos and Batei Midrashim. Unfortunately, we are not zeichah to have the Beis HaMikdash now, but we must pine to be in the courtyard of Hashem, in the Batei Knesiyos and Batei Midrashim, where there is at least a makoim. It's not a kavua, but nonetheless a makoim. It says in the Radak in Malachim, after Pasha Shkolim, Vayikra Melach Yehoyosh Le'yoda HaKoyin L'Koyhanim Vayimra Le'y Madua Einchem Azikim Et Bedek Abayis. King Yehoyosh summoned Yehoyada the Koyin and the Kehanim and said to them, why are you not fortifying the repair of the house of the Beis HaMikdash? The Kehanim would wait until they had substantial funds to repair that which needed to be repaired in the Beis HaMikdash. The king accused them of taking the funds for themselves. The king told them they should use all the funds they received immediately for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Why does the Torah repeat the reckonings of the Mishkan, and why specifically Moshe's reckonings? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a great love for Klal Yisrael. Even after they did the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu davened that Klal Yisrael should be forgiven, and it was granted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continuously counts Klal Yisrael, for they are precious to him. Parshas Shkolim tells us about the half shekel that each and every year in Klal Yisrael contributed, and each one was important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In addition to the reckoning of the Mishkan, there was a reckoning of the additional Mishkan which Moshe built, a base medrash, a Mishkan Eidus. There was a precise amount of material for the Mishkan, and then, through a miracle, there was extra, so that Moshe could build an additional place for the Shekhinah to rest. This is a place that we are zeicha to have, even when we are not zeicha to have a Mishkan. We should be taka zeicha to have a makom kavua for the Shekhinah to rest in the eternal Beis HaMikdash. But in the interim, while we're not zeicha yet, we have to take advantage of the makom that's not kavua, and spend as much time as we can in the Batei Midrashim and the Batei Knesiyos. Have a good chance.